A roadside bomb exploded today near the West Bank town of Hebron just as a bus passed by. At least three people were wounded. Israeli radio said the bus was armored, and it appears the wounded were standing on the side of the road at the time of the blast. This is the second attack on an Israeli bus in less than a week, increasing pressure on Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to take aggressive steps against suicide bombers. Israel and the United States are also pressing Arafat to reform Palestinian security services. Anton LaGuardia is author of War Without End, Israelis, Palestinians, and the Struggle for a Promised Land. He says the problem with the Palestinian security forces is that they're too fragmented.
There's about a dozen different services, many of whom have overlapping functions, compete with each other. It's difficult to know who is responsible for what. And therefore, the idea is to streamline them into a single operation, or perhaps two different forces, that would have a clear chain of command and clear set responsibilities.
Israel says the Palestinian security people have played a direct role in terrorist attacks. Is there evidence to back that up?
That's certainly the Israeli claim, and has been the justification for attacking Palestinian police stations and so on. Yes, the Israelis found documents when they attacked Palestinian headquarters in Ramallah in March and April, linking Yasser Arafat and his Palestinian Authority to groups involved in terrorist attacks, although I don't think anybody found a smoking gun directly showing him to have ordered a suicide mission.
So coordinating these groups under a central command might not necessarily affect this.
I think you're right. I think the problem is not so much Palestinian organization as Palestinian political will. The question is whether the Palestinians want to take on the militants, and frankly, whether there's one Palestinian security organ or 15 won't necessarily change that.
Is Yasser Arafat likely to go ahead with genuine reforms of the security services without some assurances from the U.S. and Israel of progress toward a peace settlement and Palestinian statehood?
If he had political assurances about the likelihood of statehood and something that was vaguely acceptable to him, he might decide that it's worth the risk. I think he will have to, at least for political reasons, do something on reform. But reform means very different things. To Yasser Arafat, reform means a means of consolidating his leadership after the upheavals of the past 2 years. For the Israelis, reform means booting him upstairs, giving him a symbolic role while the real levers of power are held by others who Israel believes will be more pragmatic, or at least more willing to come to terms with Israel.
What else needs reforming besides security forces?
There's the whole question about what you do about the Palestinian uprising. Which direction should it take? I'm not sure Yasser Arafat is able to shape that anymore. He might have done at the beginning. I think suicide bombings within Israel have been completely counterproductive, even from the Palestinian perspective, let alone on a moral dimension. I think it hardens the position of Israelis, who must be won over if the Palestinians are ever to come to terms. The Palestinians, I think, believe that if you can only inflict enough pain on Israel, it will eventually withdraw from the West Bank and Gaza Strip. But by bombing civilians inside Israel, you're merely convincing them that Palestinians don't want peace.
So what's it going to take for Arafat to carry out reforms?
I think he is amenable to some international pressure. If an international conference is called, it may well be the condition for which he is admitted. The question is, what kind of political carrot is being dangled? Much of the talk is about reform. Much of the talk is about economic rehabilitation. What the Palestinians really care about is a political issue. Will there be a state? How far away is it? What's the shape of it going to be? But it's very difficult to convince Israelis to even go down that road for as long as bombs are going off. So the tact, the finessing point for mediators, especially the Americans, will be to try and reconcile those two positions, to give the Palestinians enough of a political carrot to bring them to the table and perhaps convince them that the time has come to call off the uprising.
Anton LaGuardia is author of War Without End, Israelis, Palestinians, and the Struggle for a Promised Land.